Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession, and I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. This is day two of our spring share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, and we do appreciate you joining in with us. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them, but on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, or ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Thank you, Lord, once again for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to hear your counsel, your wisdom, your insight, your understanding, words of blessing, words of life, words of grace that help us to know your heart and your will. And thank you, Father, for just the eternal wisdom found in every word from the Word of God. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. Thank you for blessing the share-a-thon so tremendously as you have thus far. Thank you for how that you have and will continue to bless mightily today and throughout the balance of the share-a-thon. Thank you for every listener, and thank you for your hand of grace upon every person that will hear any portion of the share-a-thon. Do a perfect work in the heart of every listener. And Lord, I pray that every single person listening who doesn't know you as Lord and Savior will be drawn to you and will come to fully commit their lives to you as Lord and Savior of their lives. And Lord, do a perfect work, a discipleship work in the life of every other listener as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak today, that you'd speak to us, and that we'd be listening. Father, you are so faithful, and that's our theme for this share-a-thon. So I ask that you'd bring to our mind all the ways that you've been faithful to us, Father, and that we'd remember that. Father, as that we'd count on your faithfulness, and that our life wouldn't just be us depending on ourselves, but that it'd be us remembering your promises. Father, thank you so much for being the perfect example of faithfulness in Jesus and in the whole Old Testament and the rest of the New Testament. And thank you for calling us to walk in more of your likeness. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And once again, we're privileged to have with us in studio, in person, Jade Holifield for Share-a-thon as well. Jade, how are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored, just like y'all.
Always
glad
good
to be
to
here.
All right.
Look, I had my coffee this morning, so, and my voice sounds a whole lot better. Yesterday, I didn't have coffee. You know, yesterday I was a little.
Glad you're doing a whole lot better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jade, share with our listeners the number to call if they'd like to participate in our spring share-a-thon.
Good morning, people. It is day two of share-a-thon. That number to dial to give whatever the Lord has put on your heart is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net.
All right. Thank you then. And Isaac, can you share for us the scripture that we have for share-a-thon, our key verse?
Yeah, I can. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
All right. And of course, we do our share-a-thon twice a year as a Christian radio network, and it's a tool whereby we help to invite others to come alongside the ministry, to help support the ministry with your prayers and your finances, to help us continue the mission and the work of the ministry of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to listen to some testimonies of listeners who called in to share their thoughts.
Rebecca from Mississippi. The Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left, and she kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation just to wait on him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but he has been so prevalent in our lives. And when I'm just really about to just break and just fall my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord and he'll give you rest, and it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
Yes, this is Marcy Brown, and I have really enjoyed the AFR radio station, and I'm so blessed that he followed his vision, and pray that it will continue to bless many people with the knowledge and understanding of our Lord in our cultural situation, which should be under his influence. In Jesus' name.
My name is Beth. I live in Paris, Tennessee, and I just want to say that I'm so grateful for your radio station. I'm a regular listener, and what first caught my attention one day when I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio was the fact that you had this pause for prayer, where you pray for individuals in the government. And I just thought that was so meaningful. And there's so many lies out there. Christians need a trusted news source that's got a biblical view. And I just think your station fits that bill. Thank you to your founder, Don Wildman. And God bless you all. And heretofore, I would be searching the radio dial for something to listen to, but not anymore.
Praise God, a set of powerful testimonies of how the Holy Spirit is reaching through the American Family Radio Network and ministering to people, pointing them to Christ, encouraging them in their walk, discipling people. Praise God for the opportunity to be a part of the work God is doing here. And again, if you'd like to come alongside and help us continue this work, you can call this number. Jade is going to give it to us.
Yeah, that number is, look, I know it without looking now. Watch this, Pastor Parker. 1-877-616-2396. That number is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. Isaac was looking at me like, let me see if she really knows. I knew it. I wasn't lying. This is a Christian ministry. I do not fib.
Excellent. Excellent.
There was one of those testimonies where the lady was getting emotional, and I'm sure you've spoken with people, because, you know, we do get on the phones, where we've spoken with folks who've been emotional in terms of just their gratefulness for this ministry. And it just goes to show how we are all about preaching the gospel, the body of Christ, and how when you're in the body, we're family. So even though you all may never meet us, we are family. I'm your sister. Pastor Parker's your brother in Christ, because we are in the family of Christ. And it's just, it really does my heart, gives my heart much joy knowing that there are people who may feel alone in their community, but they are not alone due to the work of American Family Radio.
Amen. Amen.
I love that.
And, you know, I want to take time. I want to pray especially for the young mom that was on the first testimony, because, again, obviously going through a real difficult time, a storm of sorts in her life. But the fact is, God is bigger than all the storms, all the challenges, all the difficulties we may face. Father, we lift up that precious mom and her children during this time, this season in their lives. Flood them with light, peace, mercy, grace, joy in your spirit. Engulf them in your spirit. Help them to be reminded to get more so into your word, to stand on the promises, knowing, Lord, that you can be trusted even when the storms come.
Jesus,
you're
Jesus.
A God that says, never will I leave you nor forsake you. So we never, ever walk alone. Lord, set them on fire afresh of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, empower them just to draw closer to you and to trust you. Thank you again for the fact that you can be trusted. Bless them, supply their needs, and direct them more and more into your perfect will and as a family. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Can I add something to that prayer?
Yes.
Father God, I just lift up the husband that left his family. And Lord God, Jesus, I just ask right now in the name of Jesus that not only would you convict his heart, that you will humble him, that you will bring forth other God-fearing men across his path to encourage him, to let him know you were equipped by the power of God to lead your family. Father, I ask that you will lead him to repentance and to have a desire to live for you, God, to seek fellowship with other men, Lord. You tell us in your word to pray for laborers. Lord, I'm praying for other godly men to cross this man's path, to encourage him, to walk with him. Humble this man enough, Lord God, to see his need for help and to see that that is actually a strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. And you know, that reminds me of the fact that a big part of what the Lord has called us to do, amongst other things, as a ministry is to do the work of discipleship, the work of the Great Commission. Every believer in the world is called to be involved in the work of discipleship. Yeah. And so we as a ministry, that's a big part of what we're to do as well. Equipping believers to stand and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, all the problems in the world are a result of people just not walking according to the wisdom of God's word.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing I love about AFR is we have a number of godly men. No shade towards women, like, because I'm more accustomed to hearing about women being on fire for the Lord, pushing through. And I'm not going to fib to you, Pastor Parker. There was a time in my life where I said, Lord, why did you make men to be the leaders? I did, because at the churches, especially a former church I was at, it was women who were ahead. And a godly woman, an elderly woman, said this to me one day, because I said, why did God make them the head? I wasn't married at the time, y'all. And she said to me, because, Jade, if anything, that's the enemy knows that men are the head, he attacks them more, which means women are to pray for their husbands and men even more so. And that just encouraged me, like, oh my goodness, of course the enemy would attack more. And so that's another aspect I've loved about AFR is we have a number of godly men. Like Pastor Parker, you're definitely one of them. You are up there. And other men like Brother Burt, Alex McFarland, you know, Mr. Tim, Ed Vitagliano, all these men of God who live out what they preach. That's the beauty of why you need to continue to support this ministry. That number to give, y'all, is 1-877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net.
All right. Thanks, Jade. We'll be right back.
Things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the things.
Great and powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee, and I can't tell you how much your radio program needs to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited, and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We are so sorry to hear about your passing of your father, Tim. And we just want to tell you that we are just so thankful for AFR. We have been listening to you guys for, over a decade for sure. We're a younger family, homeschooling family. We're just so, so very thankful for you guys. And although I haven't heard a lot of your dad's messages, I always look forward to hearing, it's my turn. We just love that so much. And we are praying for you guys, and we're just so thankful for you. And we love you, and we thank you. And Katie from Michigan. Blessings.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that He'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Yes, this is Marcy Brown, and I have really enjoyed the AFR radio station, and I'm so blessed that he followed his vision, and pray that it will continue to bless many people with the knowledge and understanding of our Lord in our cultural situation, which should be under his influence. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Again, thank you for being a part of our listening family. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme is Faithful God. And throughout this share-a-thon, we are honoring the memory of our founder, the person the Lord used to found the ministry, AFA, Reverend Don Wildman, a great servant, man of God. And, you know, I think of this, Isaac and Jade. I had the privilege of being here when AFR was one single station a long time ago, back in the early 90s. And, you know, Reverend Wildman had so much interest and commitment to what he did. And I recall, like, when I first came to work at AFR, I worked overnight. I was the overnight announcer. And I remember sometimes he might call in the middle of the night.
He would call in to the radio?
Up listening, you know. Not that he stayed up every night, of course, you know. But again, he really watched over that which was his responsibility. Yeah. He was very diligent about being a good steward. And so that could help keep you on your toes, you know. But I had the privilege of being the overnight announcer back in the 90s, right about 9 years, you know. But the beauty is, by the grace of God, I had the privilege of being a part of things as we saw how God grew the network from one station, and it eventually got up to almost 200 stations.
Across the country.
Across the nation.
Wow.
And I think to this date, we're right about in 34 states. That's God.
Yeah.
That was the hand of God and the work of God, and that's the goodness of God. And we're grateful for all of our listeners who have helped us over the years to help the mission and the work of AFR to continue. So, again, we're inviting you to come alongside during this share-a-thon to do that as well. And Isaac, tell them again what number to call if they'd like to further help us.
Yeah, you can call 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can donate online at afr.net.
AFR! Y'all, okay, so the elderly lady that was in the nursing home, that one really stood out to me. And what it made me realize, which I think I've said this before, if I haven't, here we go, that as long as you have breath in your body, you still have purpose to fulfill for the glory of God. Even the elders in the nursing homes. Look, everybody who's up in age does not mean that they're saved, even in those nursing homes. I have met elders who do not know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Look, the workers there, like, that just really touched my heart, that just hearing that lady and how you could just hear her joy resonate through the phone, her talking about how happy she was to have a radio, to listen to American Family Radio. Y'all, oh my goodness.
And you know, Jade, too, it's very touching for me to think of this, too, that, like, years ago, I pastored a church in Pulaski, Tennessee.
Are you serious?
And I probably went into the very nursing home where she lives even now, though, because we went to, I think, a number of nursing homes in that community, though. But thank God, again, you make a wonderful point. Lots of people throughout history came to know Jesus just before they passed away, though they were up in age. And the important thing is, be sure you get saved before you leave this world.
Now,
it's wonderful to get saved young so you can know Jesus most of your life.
Right.
But be sure that you get saved before you leave, because, again, there are only two places to go. There's heaven, and a wonderful place where you spend eternity with God, and there's a tragic place called hell, a place of suffering and trouble, and we don't want anybody to go there. So we as the church are called to do our job of spreading the gospel every day of our lives.
Absolutely. That number to give, guys, is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. Pastor Parker, I heard an individual state this to me once. They said, those who are not saved, the closest thing to heaven is here on earth. And we all know earth is, it's hard. It's all kind of nonsense. But those who are not saved, this is the closest place that they'll get to heaven, is here on earth. So when I think about that, I'm just so excited and looking forward to being with Christ, my Savior, in heaven, where there's no pain, there's no hurt or suffering as there is on this earth. So, yeah, coming to Christ, it's a great day to come to Christ today. If you're listening and you have yet to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to get saved.
That's right. That's right. And once again, our theme is Faithful God, and the theme scripture, again, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mm-hmm. Isaac, can you share the number one more time, please?
That is 1-877-616-2396. Once again, 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
And, you know, quite a A big part of the mission behind this specific broadcast, the Hour of Intercession, of course, is to help believers to become serious prayer warriors in the kingdom of God and also serious disciples as well. And, you know, a very important part of being a disciple of Christ is being a diligent student of God's word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a very important truth for that I know God is helping me to better and better understand, yet at the same time, there's a lot of mystery behind this as well. The word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God. So that means when you speak the word of God, you allow Jesus' influence to enter into that circumstance or that situation.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
When we read the word of God, we're allowing his influence to touch our lives. And mm-hmm. if you want Jesus to touch you every day, read the word of God every day.
Yes, Lord.
Parents, if you want Jesus to touch your children every day, have them read the word of God every day.
Yes, Lord.
So there's so many wonderful things, truths behind that. But at the same time, there's more God wants to teach us. So again, the key is you can't get too much word.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
The more you get into the word of God, the more you allow Jesus to come into influence and shape and mold your life.
Absolutely. And I'm reminded of like Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to the Lord. Be anxious is a command. So mm-hmm. What I'm realizing a lot of times with us, even as believers, we're wanting to control things. Mm-hmm. Like we really do need to get into the word and apply it. I don't want, and I know Pastor Parker doesn't want this either. We don't want you to just read the word, just say, oh, I read my 3 chapters today. No, mm-hmm. soak in it, marinate in it, and then apply it to your life. The best way to truly grasp something is when you read it out loud. Mm-hmm. And then let me put this into action. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is our muscles, our brain all connects with it. And then all of a sudden, I find myself quoting a verse like, okay, a fool vents out his anger, a wise man remains silent. That was a verse I memorized a few years ago when I first got married because I was getting upset a lot with my husband. And the Holy Spirit would bring that verse to me, Proverbs 29:11, and say, okay, you want to be a fool or do you want to be wise? But it's because I cultivated this habit of getting into the word of God. And so, yeah, what you just were referring to, mm-hmm. the need of getting into the word. We say this often, but seriously, people, if you really want to truly believe and claim that you are humble before the Lord, I dare you to get into the word and stop acting like you're God and that you can control things, because you can't. We need him. And the way that we can gravitate and grow with him is through the word and through prayer. And honestly, some of my best prayers is due to me getting into the word. If you like, pray out the word.
Exactly. And the fact is, it's so important that we understand that, you know, when it comes in the natural, it's normal for children to become obviously independent of their parents. That's mm-hmm. expected. In the kingdom of God, no such thing.
That's
we're to be totally dependent on God, and no one did that better than Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus Ooh. Did nothing apart from his heavenly Father. And you know, the world would say, well, that sounds immature. No, that's wise, because the fact is, everything God does has tremendous blessing on it.
Yes.
And if you want the maximum blessing of God at work in your life, do things God's way. And the Bible is your instruction manual for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so staying in the Word of God is so, so important. And the Word of God is pregnant with the ability to bless us.
Oh, Pastor.
And so it's important for us to stay in the Word. Read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, meditate on it. Because, again, it's full of the Spirit of, it's full of anointing.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And, you know, the Holy Spirit, amongst other things, is a fire. And the Holy Spirit and Jesus are one. Mm. So that means when you get into the Word of God, it sets you on fire.
I'm trying to keep my composure over here because I'm just thinking, we all are dealing with some facet of life struggle, right? But I'm getting excited because it is Christ who is our rock. To that lady and maybe anyone else that may be listening and you're struggling in your marriage, you're struggling with children, you're struggling with a job or a coworker, Christ is your rock. If you want to, I do believe we can have joy in the midst of situations, and it's based upon who are you connected to? Are you staying connected to the vine? Are you striving to connect to your own brain and yourself? Because keep in mind, when we function independently, we are saying we're God. And that's a sin. That's idolatry.
And, you know, when people spend so much time looking at social media and the
Come
TV
on, Pastor
and
Mark.
The world, much of their discouragement is self-induced. They brought their own... The things that cause them to stumble and trip up in life, they're bringing it on themselves because they're consuming so much darkness. and toxic stuff that comes from the world and not getting to the Word of God, which is pure light. And so we need to realize making the Word and getting into the Word every day a top priority is critically important for all of us. Isaac's going to share with us one more time how to call in for Share-a-thon.
That's 1-877-616-2396, 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And I just want to add in with all of this that, like, looking at the Word being Jesus and Jesus being the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit being God, like, God is faithful. That means every part of His character we can see in Jesus, every part of Jesus' character we can see in Scriptures. And so, like, whenever, like, we're full of the Holy Spirit, we're being full of the fullness of God.
Ooh,
like, God is faithful. So like, that means He's 100% who He is. He's 100% love. He's 100% powerful. He's 100% gentle. He is God. He is faithful.
I love that.
And there's great mystery behind that. How to think that the mighty God can live inside of us and we can walk in His fullness. And we could spend eternity trying to better understand that. But we need to just keep on reading, meditating on the Word, and let the Holy Spirit keep on teaching us. Once again, the number is 1-877-616-2396 to call in to make a pledge. Again, 1-877-616-2396 or go to afr.net. We'll be right back.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all life.
My name is Joyce Anderson. I am calling from Moundsville, West Virginia, to encourage others to support American Family Radio. I'm nearly 80 years old now. It has been a wonderful blessing each day to me. It's my one place to go for truth. I love you all with the love of the Lord. I'm so grateful that you are teaching a biblical worldview. I look forward to every day. God bless you, and thank you.
I'm from Texas. I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, edified, and I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed, and with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information. We feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how
unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that he'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Thanks for listening to American Family Radio, and we are in day two of our spring share-a-thon, and we appreciate you being a part of our listening family here on the Hour of Intercession. Our co-host today is Jade Holifield, and our producer is Isaac Jackson. Our theme for this share-a-thon is Faithful God, and our scripture for the behind the theme is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Jade is going to tell you how to call in to make a pledge if you wish to do that.
I surely will. That number to call is 1-877-616-2396. 1-877-616-2396. Give whatever amount the Lord puts on your heart. You can also give at AFR.net. Hey, did the Hispanic shock you? I was like, okay, we're rich in the Hispanic community. That's
praise
what I'm talking about. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need to learn some Spanish from you, Jay.
Poquito español. Yo necesito muy practicar.
All right.
You know, I knew that, did you?
Whatever she said, so.
I understand, stood it, but I don't know how to speak much.
Wait, aren't you Hispanic?
My mom is, but I grew up with everybody speaking English in the house. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
All right.
Blaming Mom. Look at that. That's Adam right there, blaming the woman.
You know, something we were talking about, getting into the Word, and, you know, I think of this very important truth for us to be mindful of is that, you know, when a believer, by the grace of God, is wise enough to make it a high priority to get into God's Word every day, they're blessing themselves in wonderful, wonderful ways. Because again, keep in mind, when we're reading the Word of God, that's a one-on-one appointment with Jesus. And Jesus will spend as much time with us as we will spend with him. What a tragedy that so many people spend so much time watching television and on social media, doing this and that, when they could be spending one-on-one time with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I see the blessing of social media. There's a blessing with all of the tech side of things. You know, like, we're using it at AFR. You know, we have our streaming platform now, and of course radio and social media. However, anything that's good, if it's used to the extreme, can be harmful to us. And so you're right. The enemy, if we allow him to, he will use all of these gadgets as distraction. Y'all, there are so many gadgets. I limit myself. Like, two social media pages are enough for me. Facebook, Instagram, that's it. And I may need to cut off one of those. But you're right. It's sad. But you know what? If you put it to the test, and what I mean, put the Word of God to the test, just take time. Just read three chapters. What you'll find is you're going to want to keep continuing to read. Why? Because the Word of God is active. It is alive. And you'll find, I've even found myself times reading the Word, going through something, read the Word, where I feel this comfort, like this sense of, I'm okay. It's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. And it's only because my mind is then set on Christ more so than my situation.
Mm-hmm. And the reality is, we need so much more than typically we get, because, like, it's too often the case where you have, it's adults and it's children, who lots of adults as well as children, they're addicted to their cell phones, period. That's just the reality. And many of them may literally spend hours and hours on their cell phone or their social media or playing video games. And if you ask them, have you read your Bible today? Too many people say, well, you know, I meant to. I'm just so busy. I just don't get around to it. And how sad, because they don't know what they're missing. It's time in the Word. It's good to understand this. God's Word literally is a bottle of grace. Mm. And it's as if God every day asks, how much do you want? So when you spend that time, and, you know, we pretty regularly challenge believers to go after three chapters a day, and that's a good goal to start with.
It is.
My hope is that every person that begins that habit will eventually decide, well, you know, three chapters is good, but that's not enough.
Yeah.
And I share this in hopes of encouraging others. Personally, I try to read at least 10 chapters or segments of Scripture.
That's good.
Because the goal is, again, even that's not too much,
right?
But the blessing increases. You know, sometimes people use the analogy to say, well, reading the word is like feeding your body. Well, that's a good comparison to a point. You know, you can eat one good meal and satisfy your body, maybe get a second, maybe third. But fourths and fifths helpings of food is going to hurt you. And after a while, you may be rolling on the ground. But the fact is, when it comes to spiritual things, you can't get too much of Jesus. You can't get too much of the Word of God. And it's so important to be reminded there's power in God's Word.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
To bring healing to all the ills of life. I think of this, and I like to remind people of this. Two people, and some of the younger people may or may not know these names, but the two names, Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel, both of them were men in their younger days as young adults. Both of them were atheists. Both of them, for different reasons, set out to disprove Jesus Christ. And in the midst of their journey of trying to disprove Jesus Christ, both of them made a big mistake. In their journey, they started reading the Bible. And as they read the Word of God, it set them on fire. Both of them got saved. And today, both of them are flaming evangelists for the kingdom of God. There's power in God's Word.
Absolutely.
And it's so important that we daily seek to take in and consume that power to be further empowered as disciples of Christ ourselves as well.
Come on, Pastor Parker. I know we got to give this number because I want to add something. 1-877-616-2396. Day 2 Share-a-thon right here, guys. 1-877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Pastor Parker, you preaching, sir. You are preaching.
Praise the Lord.
I hear your passion because you've experienced yourself the impact of getting in the Word of God. Man, do you understand, people, that the enemy will do everything he can to prevent you from getting into the Word? Notice when you get in, all of a sudden here comes a kid needing something, mama or daddy, or all of a sudden here comes a phone call. That right there should let you know how powerful this Word is, because the enemy wants to bring distractions. So that means you need to start praying, Lord, when I spend time in the Word, Father, protect this time. Look, put the phone in another room. Don't even look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to do whatever it takes to get into the Word of God.
We live in a world full of weapons of mass distraction.
Right.
All over the place.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, and dark places.
Isaac, can you share with our listeners that number one more time, please?
That is 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you again for the opportunity you give us as believers, as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for the opportunity you give us as a nation to know you, to serve you, and to walk with you. Lord, help us all to grow an understanding of how important it is that we learn that a big part of walking with you is being in your Word every day. Not only reading and meditating on the Word, but also memorizing it, speaking the promises of your Word, and learning to walk in your Word. Help us grow in our understanding of how to do that. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, Lord, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Jade, will you share with our listeners the number one more time?
Yes. Hey, guys, that number is 1-877-616-2396. 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. Whatever the Lord, there is no gift too small. It really isn't. We are grateful for whatever the Lord puts on your heart.
Amen. Amen. Our time is just about gone today, though. But again, we appreciate all of you listening. Please continue to pray for our share-a-thon as we move forward towards the final day. And your prayers are very important. And as Jade mentioned, a gift of any amount will bless us. And again, too often, I think we're convinced that a small gift is not that big a deal and that we don't even need to bother. Remember this, God can use even a penny to help change the world given from a faithful heart. And so whatever you choose to give is genuinely appreciated. Father, again, thank you for all of our listeners. Thank you for those that have given. Thank you for many more that shall give. Father, flood the rest of the share-a-thon with your joy, peace, and light, and stir us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you're aware that you have never fully committed your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, today, in the midst of Share-a-thon even, is a wonderful day, a great day to get saved. Today is a good day to fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord. He's ready to receive you if you'll make that step. If you'd like to make that step and fully commit your heart and life to Christ, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I have sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to connect with you, to be in touch. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will be helpful to help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, to put down roots deep in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Simply email me, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to get that to you. Please get in touch again. joseph@afr.net. Jade, thanks again for being with us. Share one more time the number to call if someone wants to call in to make
Absolutely.
A pledge.
Absolutely. That number is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Thanks, Jade. Thanks, Jade and Isaac. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Again, continue to keep our Share-a-thon lifted in prayer.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.